to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. Strictly Anonymous podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy, or Strictly Anonymous Confessions. I changed my logo. I think it's better now. I added the word confessions. Maybe that's just the tagline. I don't know if it's like, what do you prefer? Email me, let me know. Strictly Anonymous Podcast or Strictly Anonymous Confessions Podcast. I like my logo better. I'm not going to change that. I like that I added that word, but should that be the whole title or just like maybe, you know, a tagline? Anyway, if you want to follow the Strictly Anonymous podcast, follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Strict Anonymous, like my Facebook page, follow me or subscribe to me on YouTube. I love YouTube as a platform for my show. You can listen to the show there, or if you want to listen to it on your app, but go and comment and talk to the people who have been on my show or talk to other people and give your two cents about an episode, go to YouTube. That's what I like about YouTube. I really hear from people who are listening to my show, and I get all kinds of opinions over there. So go to YouTube.com, Strictly Anonymous Podcast, and subscribe to my channel, like the videos, comment away, all that good stuff. If you haven't subscribed to my show, wherever you're listening to the podcast, subscribe. If you could write a review. What else? If you want to be on the show, this is a show where I have people call in and tell me their like secret, talk about their secret lives while remaining anonymous. I always say it's a call and advice show. That's what I set out to have. That was my intention. But most of the time, a lot of people aren't getting advice. They're just calling in, like I said, to talk about their naughty secret lives while remaining totally anonymous. And a lot of times, but other times, not a lot of times, but other times I am helping people with their problems. So if you have a problem that you need advice on, I give unprofessional advice, but I think it's good advice. Or you have a secret life that you want to talk about, or just an interesting life, send me an email at strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be in the Show. Let me tell you though, something that I forget to say all the time, but if you book a time for me to call and you just fucking flake out, I have zero tolerance for that. I will never have you on my show. Like, you can't, no excuse. Do you understand? I take no excuses for that. I mean, unless you let me know a day or in advance or 5 hours in advance, like, hey, by the way, I'm not available for our call. But when people make appointments to talk to me and then they never fucking email me or call and they don't show up and they flake out and then they email me like a day later, oh, sorry, I, you know, something came up, blah, blah, blah. There's no fucking excuse for that. If I'm going to tape an episode, just so you know, I revolve my day around it. I have to be at a certain place. I have to have equipment set up. It's not like I just pick up the phone wherever I am and talk to you. So if you want to be on the show, you book a time. But if you don't show up for that time, I will never have you on my show. And don't think you could email me a year later. I go back and check these emails because sometimes I'm like, I remember that fucking email. And I look back and I see that you flaked out once, and I will not give you another chance. Sorry. After 6 years of doing it, that's the only way I could be. Zero tolerance, or else I get fucked over. So that's that. What else? I don't think any. Oh, if you want to join my Patreon, I have a Patreon page. I have a couple different tiers. I have a tier where, you know, you're basically supporting my show, which I totally appreciate. It's like $3 a month. I've been doing my show for 6 years. I've never made a dime off of it. I'm still not making that much money off of it, but it is nice for people to support my show. You could do it on patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. There's, like I said, a low tier that's $3. For that, you, besides supporting my show, you also get these episodes early on Friday, as well as Q&As that I answer on a monthly basis. And then there's all other tiers. There's a pantyhose tier where I mean, that's the tier that I give the most extra content for. So if you're into panties and all that kind of good stuff, sign up for that tier because you'll love it. I also added a tier where if you want to call in and talk to me, I called it consulting. I don't know. But if you want to have a combo with me, like you want advice or you want to confess your naughty stuff, but you don't want it aired, Well, go to my patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast and sign up for the $60 tier. That's you get a 30-minute conversation with me. You don't have to do it on a month-to-month basis. You could just do it once and then cancel, or you could do it on a month-to-month basis. Up to you. But if you want to do that, sign up through Patreon. I'll never know who you are. It's a much easier way for me to do it because I don't have to take payments from somebody. So it remains totally anonymous to me. Go to patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. Okay, now I'm going to get to the person I have on the show today. His name is Eric. I taped him a long time ago, like most of my callers lately. And he called in. He had wrote in and said, oh, I want to talk about, like, you know, the difference between bisexuality. I don't think you really got it. I had another guy on who talked about that, like right before I talked to him. I already aired his episode, but it turned out that me and him talked more about, I mean, we talked about the fact that I don't get it right. He explained what bisexual means. He's heterosexual. His name is Eric. He's heterosexual. He figured that out a little later in life, and we talk about that. We talk about what he does. He's got a lot of cheating stories. You know, when he was a stripper, right? And his first experience with another guy was the shot guy at the strip club where he worked. He was a male stripper. And we talk about all that kind of good stuff, like when he figured it out that he was into guys, when he started hooking up with them, what did he do? How did he cheat on his girl? He cheated on his baby mama a lot. And especially there's like some Vegas stories that are really funny and kind of crazy. But we talk about how eventually at the end of this story, he does come out clean. He is open about being heteroflexible. And we talk about how he got there and where he's at now. So sit back, relax, and I'm going to be right back on with Eric.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.
Okay. Hey, Eric. Welcome to Strictly Anonymous Podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Kathy?
I'm good. So, you know, I think when you had emailed me the first time, like the day you sent me an email was the same day that I had just spoken to somebody about the same issue that you had with me and my show. You wrote me an email saying like, oh, you know, you were listening to a bunch of my episodes and you felt like the whole bisexual thing, right, was very confusing. And I mean, somebody else told me I was totally getting it wrong. You were writing in to tell me that you're a millennial and in your guy's world, right, you have a totally different name for it. That same day I haven't aired his episode yet because I'm so backlogged and airing people and I just have so many taped, but a guy had wrote in similar to you and said, hey, listen, I listen to these, you know, conversations you have with these guys and you guys are always debating what bisexual is and I think you have it totally wrong. And he actually made me see the light. I did have it totally wrong. He said something that you said in your email to me, which is like bisexual is when a man actually can feel romantic to men or women, right? But what about the guy like you who just feels like they like to fool around with a guy every now and then? What's the word for you? And now you told me, you know, millennials have a different word for it. So why don't you take it from there?
Yeah. So in my experience, so like when I was listening, you know, and the guys were like, oh, well, I'm not bisexual. So to me, bisexual means that, you know, like you said, I can be in a romantic relationship with a male or female.
Right.
Me, I call it heteroflexible is the word that they came up with, I guess. So it's like, so for instance, like I am romantically closed-minded, in my opinion. So it's just women who I want to be romantic with. But sexually, I'm open-minded to either sex. So I don't consider myself bisexual because I don't see myself dating a guy.
Right, and let me just tell you, I don't know if it was aggravating to you as it was to these other people that have wrote into my show and I've seen comments. I had always had it like as the opposite that. It was always, to me, someone's either homosexual or heterosexual, and then there was bisexual, and like, you know, if you that was devoid of romantic feelings, right? So if someone, to me, like if someone could have romantic feelings for a man, they were homosexual. But what about those people that could be romantic, like you said, to both men and women? That really is what bisexual is for. And
bisexual,
I had been
exactly.
Right. And I had been having this argument with so many guys, because guys will call up the show and be like, yeah, I like dicks in my mouth, and I'd be like, you're bi, and they'll be like, no, I'm not, and I'm like, yeah, duh, you know. But I had it totally wrong, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing. A lot of people are like, I just think they don't like the stigma or the label of bisexuality.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, you suck a dick, you suck a dick. Like, it is what it is, and you suck a dick. So who really cares about the label? But so I think that's why they came up with the whole heteroflexible concept or sexually open-minded. You know, in this day and age, there's so many different kinds of sexualities, different terms and everything. Like, it's hard to keep up. Like, I still don't understand the whole polyamorous kind of thing. Like, I just don't.
Oh, it hurts my brain. I know.
Yeah, it's just too much. Like, there's like male, female, trans, this, that, the third thing. And like, it's just adding so many things. Like, LGBTQ is going to be, you know, 15 letters the next thing we know. It's they're just going to keep adding to it.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a brain rocker, I guess you can say.
Yeah, but listen, I'm here to tell you, doing my show for like 6 years and talking to all these people, like, they do have to have that many categories, because there's so many different variations to what people are into and what people like, right? Like, you're a guy that is only romantically into women, but you like to suck a dick sometimes, right? And sometimes I have people on that I think are bisexual, but, you know, they want to be, or I didn't think that they were bisexual. I would think they're homosexual, but they are interested romantically in men and women, right? If people want to label themselves and they have to label people, they would need all those labels, because there's so many different variations of what people are into, because just people are unique, right? There's so many people, and I've talked to them all, and if I had had these words 6 years ago, maybe I would have been able to label people better, because I like grew up in the fucking I'm like not a millennial, I'm 51, so for me the words we had were homosexual, straight, and bisexual. That was it, right? And so to me, anyone that fell in between was like bi, but I always thought it was a sexual thing, and I was wrong. You're heteroflexible, right?
Heteroflexible, yeah. And I guess there's a homoflexible, which is, I listened to a guy who just, in one of your shows where, I guess that's what he'd be categorized as. He was gay, and then he started sleeping with women. I think it was the first one was like a big one, and then like a big woman, and then he said that, you know, he was going to continue to sleep with women because he actually enjoyed it.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was a first for me.
Yeah, that was a good, I liked that one. That was a good show. That was a good taping. Like, and that's the thing. A lot of guys out there. So, you know, I have this view, like, you know, when people call your show and say they're bisexual and they're like, oh, I've only messed around with one guy, or like, I'm into men, I've only messed around with one guy, or I'm into guys, but I haven't acted on a fantasy. Let me start off by saying, I just think these people are, they're completely bullshitting themselves.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, in my opinion, and, you know, as a guy that's heterosexual, I'll be honest with you, I've messed around with, you know, probably a lot more than one guy. I know that, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And it's just so accessible nowadays. Like, and that's the thing. I was in a relationship for 12 years.
With a woman.
With a woman.
Yeah.
Yep. We had kids, you know, the whole thing, we had a plan on getting married, but she ended up being, you know, it's just how things go. It didn't work out in the end. And during that time, I can't say since I was younger I was into men. I don't know. Like, I would look at them and be like, oh, okay, you know, he's good looking. But I've never had any I was never sexually attracted to them. Like, it was never like, oh, I wonder if he'd be like to suck his dick, or, you know what I mean? It was always just like, you know, kind of an optics thing. Okay, he's good looking, cool, just keep it moving. It was always just women I was interested in.
Yeah.
I think,
and even when you were like looking at porn and jerking off, it was always just women?
Just women. Like,
okay.
I'm not going to lie. The guy had to be good looking in the straight porn. Like,
oh, okay. So that might have been a tell.
Like an overweight guy just wouldn't do it for me. Like, or an older guy, like, they had to have a certain look, or I would change it. I still, to this day, can't, like, you know, I can't come to porn unless both of the participants are good looking.
Okay.
And, you know, like, that whole dick size thing, that doesn't really matter. Like, if you, I actually noticed that dudes with big dicks. The girlfriend seemed to be less pleasured by them. It's just weird. It's a weird dynamic. And, you know, I've had a bunch of threesomes and I've noticed that actually. Right. But, you know, it's crazy. When it started for me with guys was, I was with the girl. We were together, like I said, for 12 years.
Yeah.
Ever since I was little, I always liked to be like nude as much as I can. Like,
oh my God, that's my son. Naked. He's a full fledged nudist.
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely love it. So yeah. Even since a young kid, I always knew that I was going to be a stripper at some point in my life.
Oh my God, you became
I
one?
I wanted to. I was a stripper.
Oh my God, that's what my son's going to be.
I'm telling you, it's just like, you know, I've always, you know, a lot of people are probably going to end up thinking I'm fooling myself by the end of this conversation, but you know, I have a good body. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in the gym 5 days a week and I've always had a good body. I'm black. So at the end of the day, you know, I had a kind of leg up when I was born, you know, it's genetics.
Yeah.
And I've always been in good shape. So, you know, I started dancing at a strip club, where I'm from. It was predominantly male and there's a reason behind it. Because at the end of the day, men are the only people that go to strip clubs on a regular basis. Females go for
visual
certain
or whatever, right? Yeah, totally.
Exactly. You know, you want to go hang with your girls, you might go to strip club once a year.
That, yeah, for a bachelorette, so everyone goes screaming
birthday,
and
like
yeah, screaming about the guy being naked, but they don't really care. It's just cheesy.
They don't
fun.
Give a shit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So the way that the club is set up is women are only allowed Thursday and Sunday, and the reason why was because they had an incident a few years before. You know, guys in there had a little twink on his lap, rubbing his ass, drinking at the bar. And, you know, they allowed females at any point during that time.
Yeah.
His daughter walks in with her friends and sees her father
at
the bar.
Oh, no.
With a little boy on his lap, you know, a little 18-year-old kid on his lap, rubbing his ass, like, you know what I mean?
And
there's no way to get out of that one. Like, you know what I mean? There's no way to say, hey, you know.
Right, because there's no naked girls in sight, right? So that guy's there to see naked dudes, and that's her dad. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
How horrifying.
Oh, I could only imagine how mortified he must have been. But, you know, when I was there, the number of men that would come in that were married, you know, they got the wedding ring on, and you could just tell by the way they carry themselves, you know, they're straight, you know, straight acting heterosexual guy who obviously, you know, has a tendency to go for boys. And I think a lot of people do it to conform to the social norm. You know,
that they keep it secret, of course.
It was always older guys.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so you said that you were older in the time you grew up. Like, I'm sure when you grew up, bisexuality was something that people hid. It wasn't something that people were open about.
No,
you know
and
I mean?
It's still, I mean, a lot of my callers, I love when I talk to someone younger, right? Because a lot of my callers are mostly older and they're the ones that are still keeping the secrets because when they grew up, it was a very different world, especially for men. I mean, around the time I was starting to get a little bit older, it became cool for girls to start hooking up. Porn stars became like mainstream celebrities, right? But that happened while I was growing up. So it became okay for women to be more experimental with their sexuality, but not men, you know, at all. So those men, I have a lot of those guys calling into my show, you know, so they could never be you. They could never be they couldn't be open about it. No way.
Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call, I talk to one of them, they stay anonymous, I can't hang up, that's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh, somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today, Beautiful Anonymous. Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call, I talk to one of them, they stay anonymous, I can't hang up, that's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh, somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today, Beautiful Anonymous.
And that was a thing. So it was a lot of like older guys who were closeted. You know what I mean? You had some young guys come in, but they were just, you know what I mean? They maybe have a good time, have drinks with their friends, you know, see a dick, see an ass, whatever they were into.
Oh, yeah.
And we had everything. And the funny thing is, like, while working there, I learned a lot. So, you know, I think I was like 22 at the time.
And but wait, let me quick question. Club. I'm going to make sure I remember exactly where you were. Before you started at the strip club, right? You had never been with a guy, right? You had never thought you were into guys or anything. You strictly got this job to make some money? Is that what it was about?
It wasn't even just to make some money. It was just the whole nude aspect of it. This like,
oh, being right. I forgot you liked people, being a nude. You know, you were a nudist and you looked good.
And the compliments. And you know what I mean? I like that sort of thing. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, and I'm not afraid to admit it. Some people are like, oh, you know, I like the attention. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I like that. So, you're honest. Cool.
Yeah, that's the thing. Uh-huh. That's how I feel. I'd rather be upfront and honest because you know what you're getting and who I am at the end of the day.
Yeah, cool.
You know, I've jerked, you know, when you're younger, you're 15 years old and 14 years old. Yeah, me and my friends, we always used to jerk off together, you know what I mean, in the same room. And you know what I mean? Like, you look at the dicks just to see, like, if theirs is bigger than yours. That was the only reason, really, why to look at somebody else's dick. You know
right,
what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But I had never touched a dick or anything like that.
Okay, so now you're 22 and you're in this place. Take it back from where you were going.
Yeah, so, like I said, we had so many different, like, there's somebody for everybody that worked at the club. You had the really, really, really skinny guy, which they call a twink. And 90% of people that work there label themselves as straight. So you got the muscular guy, you got the ghetto guy with braids, you got, you know, a couple black guys, Spanish. It was a little bit of everything. So it was a flavor for anybody that really wanted it. So when I started, there was a kid that was there. It was a Cape Verdean kid. And
from
the moment he was Cape Verdean.
What's that?
So Cape Verdean's like black and Portuguese,
oh,
I guess.
Okay.
So it's island Cape Verde, the darkest skinned. You know, this black guy, which honestly is usually wasn't like for me to like look at a black guy and find him attractive, me being black, it's a certain, very certain select kind of one. So it was, you know, I found him attractive, but never thought of him sexually, I guess, you know.
But you were always the type of guy that could look at a guy and say whether he was good looking. And this guy fit, like, was up to your standards. He was good looking.
He was a good looking guy. Yeah. So. Okay. I was there for probably a little over a year. So during the first couple of months while I was there, now I had a day job too, and I just went there at night, and you know, I had a girlfriend, you know, babies, kind of, you know, all that other good stuff. So he used to be like, hey, you know, let me just suck your dick, this, that, and the third thing. So I'd be like, listen, Johnny, like, you know, it's not my thing, whatever. I got a girl, blah, 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 blah. And he knew all that. But he's like, well, you work in a male strip club, and for the
most part, guys,
like, you know, you got guys touching your ass to give you money, and you're getting, you're on stage naked, and you take shower shows afterwards. So how straight are you, really?
Yeah, and this is a nude club.
So yeah, so we did a rotation. So your first rotation on stage, so a song was a rotation. It's a set. So our first rotation of the night was we did one song. In like underwear, and then we stripped down. Mm-hmm. The second song, we did naked dance. Mm-hmm. And then after we were done on stage, the next person came up, we had a shower room. It was like a big open shower, and it had seats and a bucket to tip. And then you would go take a shower and you would do a shower show. So each set you had was, you know, pretty much three songs, you know, underwear, nude, shower.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was, and then if some guy, so sometimes rotation came up quicker because, you know, we had private rooms.
Yeah.
So, you know, just like a regular female strip club, they have private rooms, but, you know, it's a lot more expensive in the male strip clubs than it is in a female.
Really? Like, what? How much to take you in the back room if I'm a guy?
$250. And I was the type of person that you weren't getting anything. So a lot of guys went against taking me, and they could take other guys over me because
word on the street, you know, was you weren't going to do shit, right?
Yeah, I wasn't doing anything. I'll dance for you. I'll dance on your lap naked. You know, you can touch me. You can't touch my like ass or you know what I mean, and things like that. And you know, to the point where one night, you know, I had a guy working on him. He's like, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. You want $250. He wants $250, but he's going to let me suck his dick. So obviously, you know, you're hot, but I'm going to go with him.
Yeah.
So And it sucked because during the time, it's crazy. There was, you know, the whole opiate epidemic was going on. So a lot of the guys that I was working with started to water down the prices, you know, because they were desperate. They wanted money to, you know, I'm assuming get high. So they were starting to do less, more for less.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? The private rooms went from starting at $250 down to $150.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we used to be able to get like privates outside of a club, which would, you know, be $500 or $400. You know what I mean? So, But it started getting watered down, and that's when I ended up leaving.
Okay. But we're still back. We're at the story you're at where that guy's, like, hitting on you all the time.
Yeah. So, like, he was a shy boy. So anytime I got on stage, it was to the point where he would stop what he was doing. Like, it'd be working, and he'd, like, almost take a seat and watch me the whole time. And I would always see him watching me every time I was on stage. So I'm just like, all right, the attention's there, whatever. So I was just like, all right, this is kind of cool, whatever. To the point where, you know, Cuss would be like, oh, is that your boyfriend? And I'm just like, no, why do you say that? She's like, oh, because every time you're on stage, he just has his eyes glued on you. So whatever have you. Now, this is maybe 6 months in. So, you know, June is Pride Month.
Yeah.
So in a male strip club, you know, we had, you know, the whole month of June is just like crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and where I live, you know what I mean? I live in a really small place. So, you know, we had a parade, you know, I live close to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we had, like, the weekend is, like, the big Pride weekend where they have the parade. And, you know, even our strip club, we had a float. So it was to the point where the club was, like, so packed this night. And we were doing, like, you know, baby oil wrestling. We were doing everything. Like, you know, we had photographers there taking, you know, pictures of the people that wanted to be taken pictures of. It was packed. Packed to the point where... So I was going to use the bathroom, and there was, like, a line to use the bathroom. And I'm in line to use the bathroom, and he jumped in line with me. So... when I went to the bathroom to go to the bathroom, he came in with me at this point. So now, you know, I was the type of person that, you know, I had to have a couple drinks in me, like, to really let loose. So I was always, every time I worked, I was drinking pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the bathroom, I'm using the bathroom, whatever. He's washing his hands, fixing his hair, doing whatever. He goes to use the bathroom. And we're just sitting there, whatever have you. So he just went for it. So I'm at the sink, whatever, and he just, like, got down on his knees and, like, pulled down my underwear, because that's, you know, what you wear as a stripper tie is just, you know, short pair of underwear. So he pulls it out, and he just, you know, just did it. And at this point, I'm just like, all right, this kid's been trying for months. Like, let me just give it a shot. Like, I was just kind of like, fuck it. Like, who cares? Yeah,
so, like a charity blowjob.
Yeah,
it's like a charity,
I mean?
Dick in your mouth. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, obviously, it wasn't like a full blow job, because at the end of the day, we had a million people waiting outside the bathroom, and, you know, everybody's seen us go in there. So it lasted for a second. I was just like, okay, like, my dick stayed hard. So I was like, all right, cool. Obviously, it's okay. And, you know, that was it. We left. So like, going forward, every now and again, I would, you know, so now I'm starting to think in my head, like, oh, maybe I like this, whatever. So it was just him, though. So for the next couple of months while I was working there, we actually moved clubs, both of us. He actually became a dancer from the shop boy, and we had ended up going to another club. And every once in a while, you know, while at work, we would, like, you know, mess around. Because I was in a relationship with a girl who was just, like, one of those people who was so possessive that, like, when I wasn't at work during the day or stripping, like, she was, like, up my ass 24-7. Like,
right.
I couldn't cheat it if I wanted to.
Right. Like, well, you were cheating at the club.
I was.
Yeah.
Yes. Technically, I was cheating. So that was it. So that, like.
But when you say that you guys would hook up in that time, whenever you had a chance at the club, what was it?
Just
him blowing you,
or
did you ever blow him?
I blew him one time because I wanted to try it. It was once. And I was just like, all right, this is not terrible. Like, but it's not something that, like, you know, I would strive for. Like, you
but how about,
like,
the blowjobs from him? Did they start to get good, and did you ever come from them? Like, I know that the first one was, like, for 1 second, but over this time, while you guys started, like, to fool around again, did you get, like, did you have an orgasm?
Maybe one time. I don't come from blowjobs, like, very often. Like, and that's the thing, when people say, oh, you know, men give better blowjobs instead of, that's bullshit. Like, if you can't suck a dick, you can't suck a dick. It doesn't matter the sex you are. Like, guys suck, and some females suck, and there's some people that are really good at it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I like to eat pussy. So, like, you know, people tell me that I'm good at it because I enjoy it. I think that people that enjoy sucking dick are the ones that tend to be really good at it.
Right. Male or female. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Now, he was, he's a top also. So, you know, and I'm a top. So, to him, I think he was just sucking it just to have some sort of sexual encounter with me, because at the end of the day, like, you know, he wanted me bad. So I guess he was going to take me any way that he could get me sexually. So, you know, so he would just suck my dick.
Right.
So I think I might have came one time, once, if any.
Mm-hmm.
So after we left the club, that was it for me for, like, maybe 4 or 5 years until I messed with another guy.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you know, I was doing the whole, you know, family thing. And I was just, like I said, I stopped stripping. So I just went back to my day job, my career. And, after work, go home, do, just the straight family man shit. You know what I mean? So, my next time was, I had went to my friend's wedding in Vegas. He lives in Vegas, and I went to his wedding. And which was a crazy, it was a crazy week all in itself. This is about, so.
How old are you now?
I'm 31.
Right. Okay. So maybe like you're like 24, right? Or 25 because you like.
I think about 22. I'm trying to think of, it's like my best friend, so we got married. I was 20. I think I was 26.
Okay. So you're in Vegas.
So I'm in Vegas, and I was there for a week. We did the bachelorette party the first day. I got there Saturday, and then they were getting married the following Saturday. So the first night there, it's actually a pretty great story. Now, the stigma is a lot of people, like, you get, like, the whole, how black guys are kind of, like, I don't want to say taboo. Like, you've had calls on the show where, you got a white couple. Okay, I want my wife to fuck a black guy. There's a lot of girls out there that, will say they're not into black guys. Mm-hmm. Now, the bride, we get along really well. My, her husband, me and him been friends since first grade.
Right.
So,
and they're white or black?
They're white.
Okay.
So they, me and him have known each other since we were 6 years old. So, we grew up together, we even lost our virginity to the same girl on the same day, one after each other.
Oh my God.
Like, we were, like, brothers. Like, you know what I mean? That was, like, my best friend. He ended up moving to Vegas when we were, 16. So, I get there, and, we're all really close. We're all really cool. So, she had a friend, this girl. She was Spanish. I was in a relationship at the time with the same girl. She was actually supposed to be, you know how females hold grudges. She was supposed to be the maid of honor. I was the best man, my girlfriend at the time. Uh-huh. Her and his wife got into like a little argument. It was over something really stupid. So
she didn't
end up coming with me to Vegas.
Yeah, girls. They're so different than boys, guys. Right?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we don't hold grudges. It's like, fuck it. Let it roll out of it. Sweep it under the rug afterwards.
Fuck your friend's wife and you still stay friends. I mean, girls. Exactly. You can't even look at their ex-boyfriend from 10 years ago without them getting mad.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so different. It was supposed to be like a family trip. It was my, my daughter, her and me, she was a flower girl. So I ended up going alone. Regardless.
Right.
She's like, the whole bullshit. So,
yeah.
Which was a bad idea on her part. we were together at this time for a while, probably about 8 years at this time. So anyways, when I get to Vegas, she's like, they picked me up from the airport and she's like, she always knew I thought her friend Cindy was hot. We just
the
had
Spanish
that,
girl.
Yeah, the Spanish girl. And she's like, Rob, I tried whatever, because she obviously now hated my girlfriend. So she was going to, kind of be spiteful. Let me hook him up with the new maid of honor.
Oh,
so anyways,
revengeful girl. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. So she said, but she said she wasn't into black guys. So I'm just like, all right, whatever. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Like, I'm in Vegas. Like I said, like, I think I'm good looking. So at the end of the day, if I want to get laid, I'm going to get laid. It doesn't really matter to me. I don't give a fuck. Like, it's whatever. So literally the first day I'm there, I'm getting ready to go run errands after a freaking 6 hour flight. Like, I was so jet lagged, the three hours behind us, it was just a nightmare. We had to party all night. So I was just, taking a shower.
Yeah.
Now I got out the shower and I seen, like, as I walked out, the guest bathroom is obviously not attached to a bedroom. So I had to walk out of the bathroom to go in my bedroom and change. Now, I came out of the bathroom in the towel and I did it on purpose. I think kind of instead of getting, I could have easily gotten dressed in the bathroom, but again, it's Vegas and it's hot, whatever. So I seen her. She was like in like the little loft area and I walked out and I seen her. She looked me up and down, whatever. So I went and got dressed and me, him and his wife had went for a ride. And, it's funny. So we get in the car and she's like, oh, it's funny. Cindy called dibs on you. That was her name, the Spanish girl. Said she got dibs on you. And I'm just like, oh, I thought she didn't like black guys. So whatever. Regardless, the next day, so the first night we all went out, we went separately to the strip clubs. Us guys went to a female strip club. The girls went to a male strip club. But then afterwards, which was, I don't know why people do this, but we had a joint bachelorette party at the nightclub, mm-hmm. at a big nightclub there. So When you're in Vegas, like, you get a free limo ride to the strip clubs and you get free admission if you have a room on the strip. So we all had just thrown in, rented a room on the strip. The girls ended up getting ready there and, we went there first. The limo picked us up. We went to the strip club, whatever. So the first night I ended up sleeping one of the bedrooms at their house. The girl that was actually also staying at the house, the one that wasn't into black guys, stayed at their room that night just because she's like, all right, whatever, I'll just stay on the strip instead of, you know, us all jumping in the cab and going back to the house. So the next night, you know, obviously now the next morning we get up, or hungover, we get to be at one of the pool parties in Vegas. So now everybody's drunk. So it was just a shit show the whole fucking week.
Yeah.
So the next day she finally sleeping at the house and she's like, oh, you know, she's going to sleep on the couch and love. I'm like, hey, you know what? Like, you can have the bedroom. You know, I'm a gentleman. I'll sleep on the couch. She said, we can share the bed. And I'm just like, okay, whatever. I already knew what that means. I'm not an idiot. So at the end of the day, we ended up going to bed at the same time. So we ended up, yeah, obviously ended up fucking. Mm-hmm. So we fucked, whatever. The next morning, now there was a bunch of staying in the house. They have a relatively big house. So they had, you know, a lot of the wedding guests were there. Like his parents were, well, his dad was there. Her cousin, who's gay, also was staying in the house.
A guy.
He's a guy, yeah.
Yeah.
So in the morning, me and her, we had sex again when we woke up. And he, you know, he's just one of those people, like he's just one of those outgoing people. So he like started knocking on the door. He opens the door, you know, and we're in the middle of having sex. And he comes in, he's like, oh, you know, the food's ready, whatever the hell he was saying. And you know what I mean? Obviously, she's embarrassed. I don't give a fuck. I was a stripper. So to me, it's nothing to see me naked. So it was whatever. So we went out to eat, whatever. So that day we went out again and that night. So her cousin that first night stayed at the house. The night, you know, in the morning we woke up, he ended up getting a room on the strip. So, you know what I mean? We would be closer to some of the clubs because we were going out all week having fun. So he just rented a room at the MGM. So all on the strip, having fun, whatever. We're sitting there, we're drunk. A couple of them were like, you know, it's Vegas, a couple of the other people, they're doing coke. Everybody's having a good time, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. So we're just sitting there and I guess, you know, he's outgoing, he doesn't give a fuck. And he's just like this, like, oh, let me suck your dick. And I'm just like, what? I'm just like, no, I'm all set, Rich, whatever. So again, like, you guys are very persistent. I'll tell you that right now. If they want you to.
Yeah, that's why when you said no guys like to take you in the back room, I guess because they're actually spending money. I was surprised that you hadn't met anybody that like wanted to convert you because you were like the hard to get one, or, you know, because they all want to be the person to change your mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I've had people.
You did. Okay.
No, I was a challenge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every gay guy's fantasy is to get
convert
a straight guy.
Exactly. So yeah, that's why I was like, oh, I'm surprised a lot of guys didn't choose you to go in the back room because they all want to be the one. So this guy knows you're straight, right?
And yeah, he knows my girlfriend.
Asking you like, hey, can I suck your dick? And you say no.
He's like, he knows my girlfriend, whatever. Yeah. This, that, and the other thing. But you know, to me, my whole life, I've come off as, you know, like, I'm not like, you know, I guess I'm, you know, I go to the gym every day. I'm not like macho like her, but you know, I can fix my own car. I can do everything I do. But at the same time, you know, I work in an environment where I get a manicure and I get a pedicure. You know what I mean? Like, I take care of myself. You know what I mean? So a lot of guys like kind of like, you know, misconstrued it as, and women misconstrued as, oh, well, you might be a little gay, whatever.
Because you take care of yourself, right? Because gay men do. I mean, they do.
Yeah, that's
better than straight guys. They're so much better looking. Yeah, better bodies, better dressing, better everything.
And that's the thing. Like, even better underwear at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like, I can't even remember. I never remember the last time I wore packaged underwear. You know what I mean? But like I said, I take care of myself. So at the end of the day, people always, you know, guys have always tried and whatever.
And so he's trying for you.
Yeah, he's trying. So I would, as the night went on, I got drunker and I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it, Rich. All right. You know, we can go inside and you can suck my dick. Cool. So now he's like one of those people. Now she just found out he was gay. I told her when I first met him years before. I'm like, he's gay. You know what I mean? She's like, no, he likes girls. Da, da, da. I'm like, he has thumb rings. No straight guy wears thumb rings. Like, that's just how it goes. And I just knew. So whatever, he finally came out to her. So that night, we went up to his hotel room because, like I said, we were on the strip. And he sucked my dick. Now, this day, I know I came because I remember. I thought all gay guys swallowed. I just thought all guys swallowed. I just thought that's just, you know, the stigma behind it. So, like, when I came, I didn't tell him. I just came in his mouth. And he practically almost threw up. And he was like, you're fucking disgusting. Why the fuck do you come in my mouth? I'm like, I didn't know. Like, you begging me to suck my dick. Like, what's the sense of sucking dick if you're not going to swallow? Yeah, like, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Like, it's just like you're doing, you should be doing it for a reason. So
yeah.
it was whatever. So that's cool. So, you know, it was in the middle
now,
of the week.
Because like, you're younger than people my mm-hmm. age, right? Did everybody know that you guys hooked up, or did you guys do that on the down low?
Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call, we talk to one of them, they stay anonymous, I can't hang up, that's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh, somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today, Beautiful Anonymous.
We went up to the room. It was on the down low. So he wanted to go change his shirt. And
but were you like, don't fucking
them.
Tell your cousin? Like, I
yes.
don't want anyone to know.
Yeah,
okay,
I didn't
right.
want her to know. Like, you know what I mean? Even though I'm sure she had an idea. But he told her. Of course he did.
Oh, he did. Okay. You know, so your friends yeah. know.
Yeah, they know. He mm-hmm. knows and she knows. So at the end of the day, she had came to me one day. She's like, oh, you know, how was the other night? And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you know, me and Rich have been close since we were little. He obviously told me. I'm like, that motherfucker.
Is that all you did? You just sucked his. He just sucked your dick.
Just sucked his. Again, another top. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
always knew that. You know, like I like to get my ass eaten. You can touch the outside, but like, as soon as something goes in it, like that's the thing. I've tried it because I wanted to see what all the craze is about. Like why people loved it so much, but it's just really
not
just
for
not for me. Yeah, it's just like, I'm a really like kind of a clean person, and it makes you have a weird feeling in your stomach that I don't like. So the whole time I'm concentrating on that.
Uh-huh.
And then enjoying it, and I'm tense, and it's just not
just
for
not
me.
For
like
you. You're
I
not
feel emasculated.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just I just feel emasculated. Like that's the thing, and that's one of the biggest things. So I think
right.
about it too much.
Uh-huh.
So we just did that. That's all we did. Was you know he gave me a blowjob, and because again he's a top, like I'm a straight top also. And
yeah.
there's some guys out there that will bottom. Where I'm from, that's all that's around is bottoms. So
uh-huh.
it's I guess you know it's fine for me. Like I don't care. So. I ended up after that, you know, that was it. I still continued to sleep with the girl for the rest of the week, but him, that was it.
Yeah.
That was done. So the next time was I ended up going back home to the East Coast, and I ended up planning to move to, now before this, I should mention, I lived out there at one point. Like, that's how close the friends we are. Like, I followed him, like, when I was 20, I moved out there, then I moved back home, and then I've lived there three separate times, and mm-hmm. I kept going back and forth. So a couple years after that, I ended up going back. Now, again, this was a time where I did nothing. So
another one
time,
where you're just getting free blowjobs from all these gay guys?
No, I wasn't. I didn't touch any guys at this point. I just mm-hmm. went home, you know, still with the same girl.
Okay.
It was, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't get away to even if I wanted to.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I would get blowjobs from, like, girls at work, whatever. One girl at work. I don't want to make it seem like, you know. I get all these blowjobs. It was just one girl who, whatever. So my next experience with men was when I moved back out to Vegas. The next time I moved out there, my girl and my kids stayed back. I went and, you know, I set up the place to live. You know what I mean? I had to stop, you know, I transferred my job and I wanted to get everything up and going before I uprooted, you know, everybody and moved them.
Uh-huh.
So I was there alone for 4 months. So now this is where I think that I, you know, fully went full heteroflexible.
Yeah.
I was, you know, I was bored one night. I was lonely, not lonely, but, you know, I was just chilling alone. And I'm just like, and I remember I was watching like a movie on Netflix or something. And I discovered Grindr, you know, from a movie.
Yeah.
I had no, you know, exposure at the time. There was also Craigslist. And, you know, I was doing ads on Craigslist for like male, female couple, you know, buy a threesome because to me, that was the next step for me. You know what I mean? Like, it made me feel okay because there was a female still there and, you know, and then there's a guy. So best of both worlds.
Yeah.
It's hard. Like Craigslist was hard in Vegas because there's so many people and there's a lot of flakes, there's a lot of fates and you know what I mean? And it was hard. So I ended up having one, like, you know, threesome, with a couple. They were there visiting because it seemed like that 4 months I was there, like even going on Craigslist, everybody's post was like for the male, female couples. Like, you know, where I live, if you were a male, female for a male on Craigslist, there was like nobody.
Yeah.
But like in Vegas, everybody goes there to let loose. I always say, if you can't get laid in Vegas, you might as well give up on life.
Right.
It's set up for everybody to get laid. Whether, no matter what you like, whether you like trannies, like you like, whether you like girls, guys, whatever, there's something for everybody in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there, and then I, like I said, I had that one threesome during the time that I was there, and then I ended up exploring Grindr.
Right.
So I'm just like, all right, cool, this is cool, whatever. So, and I was meeting guys, and at this point, like, the farthest I went was, like, 69 with a guy. That was it. Like,
you both blew. So you blew him, he blew you.
Yeah, at the same time, it was just one of the things. Like, I just felt really weird. Just like, all right, let me just come over and suck you. I just felt like weird. So like, for me to suck dick, I would have to get my dick sucked at the same time at this point. Mm-hmm. It, you know, it's weird, but it's whatever. So I did that a few times, like a few hookups, you know, and I ended up meeting like this kid that, you know, we just, it was just easier, you know what I mean? He was good looking, up to my standards, you know. I have like a strict standard, so like he met that standard. So it was just like, I was like, cool, like this is easier, like, so when I'm feeling, you know, whatever, I would just do it. And I just felt like, and I know it's weird, I felt like it wasn't cheating because it wasn't with a female. So,
right.
You know,
but
the only time I cheated.
But this was quiet, right? You didn't never told anyone about this.
No,
like, not even
nobody
your guy
knew about
friends,
it.
Nobody knew.
No, nobody. Okay. Nobody knew up until now. I think that was the first time I really got into it with anybody, like told
right.
people about it.
Yeah.
Like around now, like within the last, you know, me and my girlfriend, we broke up maybe 2 years ago, and that's when it kind of came to the surface. Now I don't give a shit.
Right, okay.
So, you know, that lasted, you know, they came, my family came 4 months afterwards, and that was it, you know. So, you know, we stayed in Vegas for a while, then we ended up moving back to the East Coast, where we've been since. But, you know, so now, fast forward till now, look, again, like I said, it was almost impossible to do anything because she was always, you know, in my phone, you know, checking my find my iPhone, my location, my this, my that, like questions, you know what I mean? Like, she didn't trust me at all. And, you know, she had cheated and, you know,
she's
and that was
the same girl that let you go to Vegas?
She had no choice. She knew
right,
that I was
so
never,
right.
You know, she, like, that's my best friend. Like, and I told her, and I was an asshole about it. Like, he was here before you, and chances are, you know, if there's an after you, he'll be there. You know what I mean? So I'm not missing his wedding because
you can't get
along.
Over something petty.
Yeah.
Right, of course.
Yeah,
no,
like,
no, no. I'm just surprised that she didn't put her fight aside and come with you and just, like, not go to the festivities and just at least keep you under lock and key in Vegas. Cause...
Yes, and that was, you know what I mean? And I told her, the thing is, she kind of wanted to do that, but I told her I wasn't going to pay for that, you know? So now, before I left, I had just bought a brand new living room set. It was cloth. It wasn't leather. And I had like an open concept living room to kitchen.
Yeah.
So my first night there, you know, she had was calling me. Now I'm in a nightclub in Vegas called LAX at the time. Okay. Now there's no way in hell that you're going to be able to answer a phone call in there.
Yeah.
So she's calling me and blowing me up. I mean, she knew I was at the bachelorette party. So like, and like, I don't know if you've ever been to Vegas, but to get out of a club, you know what I mean? And to get to a, like an area where it's quiet,
a mile.
The casino, it was like a 15 minute walk and I'm texting her the whole time. Like, I can't hear you. I can't answer the phone.
Yeah.
So literally, and I'm not even joking. She's like, oh, like, so by the time I get to the bathroom, I'm on the phone with her. It was like 15 minutes. Okay. It was a walk to get somewhere quiet. It's the only place I could go that was quiet. Cause you know, in the hallways of the casino, you got people drunk and playing music. It's too loud. Oh, I hate you, da 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 da. I hope on your way home your plane crashes. I know you're cheating, this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, just relax, first of all. Second of all, like, it's whatever. So, you know, she's like, I don't want to be with you anymore, da 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 da. You know, have fun. I'm going to go do me. And I'm just like, all right, whatever. You know what? Like, you're just, I think she was drinking at the, like that day and, you know, just acting crazy. So I was just like, whatever. You know, I wasn't going to let her ruin my time. I'm just not the type of person I am. Like, at the end of the day, like, it's my best friend getting married. Like,
yeah, whatever.
I'm the best man. Like, I'm like pretty much the host. I can't let that affect me. Like, so I'm just like, whatever. Like, you know what I mean?
But get to the point, because I want to make sure we get to the other guy stuff. And we don't.
I came home and she had, so I'm laying on my couch when I got home from the flight and I'm like smelling like French fries. And she's like, what the hell is like that smell? Come to find out that night she was cooking and she was frying something in oil and ended up taking the whole pan and throwing it across my living room, ruining my brand new couch, because you can't get grease out of a couch. It was like, I'm like, what is that smell? And she's just like all quiet and silent. Yeah, I threw a pan of oil. I'm like, what?
Oh my god, crazy bitch.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. Thank God that's past me.
Right.
So fast forward, to, the whole guy thing. So we are on the verge of being over. So this is about 2 years ago.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We were the same people over the 12 years. Like, even if we argued, we always slept in the same bed. We always figured it out. Like, even though, I think deep down we both knew that we shouldn't have been together, but we stayed together because we had kids, and I was trying to keep together that whole family dynamic. And, I'm kind of old school in the way that I am in some senses. So one day, this is towards the end, I knew it was over. I think we had even been broken up. So now she never knew I did anything with a guy, but she always used to ask me, are you bi? Are you gay? And my sister's a bitch at the end of the day. So my sister used to always tell her, I used to, when I worked at the strip club, he's going to leave you for a guy. You watch this, that, and the third thing. I'm just like, I'm like, whatever. My sister's just one of those people. She just has no filter. She cares about nothing you think. She's just one of those people, a bitch. So she would always ask me, what are you gay? Just stupid stuff like that. And I never, she never pegged me she would lick my ass and things like that, because I liked it. But nothing more than that. No anal play.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's within the back of her mind. So I'm laying in the bed and, I have an iPhone and, I have a fingerprint. So I guess I dozed off. Now at this time, towards the end,
she took your finger.
So she said that I left my phone unlocked. I fell asleep with my phone in my hand on the home button. I'm like, yeah, okay. I had my phone at the time because I knew we were kind of over. We were just still living together, which we did for a while. She still lived with me after we broke up. Another thing that millennials do, which is fucking absolutely nuts. When you have kids together, you break up, people are still, things are expensive. So
yeah, you stay together just because it's cheaper. She busts into your phone. Mm-hmm. What does she see?
So at the time, I said, I was again using Grindr. This is towards the end of the relationship. I just wanted to explore that side. I really wanted to get into it this time.
Yeah.
So she's when I woke up, she had an attitude, and I'm just like, what the hell is your problem? Even though I didn't care because I knew it was over already.
Yeah, so did she.
She's like, I sent a guy sent you a dick picture and you sent one back. why? And I'm just like, why are you even in my phone? Yeah, what are you even in my phone for? She's just like, you fell asleep with an open, and then the text popped up, and I was sitting next to you, and I just had no, I looked over and I seen it. I'm like, no, you didn't, but whatever. I'm like, who cares? It's really a business. It's over between us. Da 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 da. So she starts going on. You like men this whole time. Was it a whole lie over 12 years? I'm like, first of all, if I would give anybody credit that could put up with you for 12 years, and lie about liking men, and I'm the type of person, at the end of the day, I'm gonna give it to you straight no matter what it is.
But the truth is, though, okay, you were never giving it straight to her because you sucked a dick, people sucked your dick, you cheated on her with the Spanish girl. You were never straight up honest with her.
But she did cheat. So at the end of the day, she did cheat, and that's what ultimately ended the relationship. And she did this on a whole nother, careless level. With me to this day, she's never known about any of the other things that I did. I did do it.
You can't say that you're any better. You could just say she's sloppier because she got caught, but it's not.
She is sloppier.
Cheat on her too. You fucked that girl. You fooled around with a bunch of guys. Come on. You were looking for Grindr people. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, at the end of the day, granted, yes, I did. I guess
you cheated on her.
It was over. Yeah, it was done. You know what I mean? So she was just, kind of upset. Was this like this the whole time? Did you think about this? And I'm just like, no. It's like, I thought, and I gave it to her. At the end of the day, I'd rather hurt you with the truth than comfort you with a lie. Because at the end of the day,
you told her straight that you had.
I told her straight. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I was attracted to guys, to the point, but not sexually. And I says, now, I want to explore. I don't know. I was going through a lot at the time. My mom was, she passed away from cancer. Mm-hmm. So I was, I have a bunch of kids, and then it just, everything was just falling apart, my life was just crumbling down around me. So I was just looking, I was just searching for myself, and that's really what I did. I was with her through my 20s and my teens, so I was ready to see what I missed in my 20s and just really find out who I was, so and just be open-minded. So you know, and it was crazy. So after I left her, that's when it all opened up. So now at the end of the day, like, you know, and I can't even say I sleep with more than one than the other. You know what I mean? I've had countless hookups with guys. You know what I mean? Like, it's to the point in maybe 2 years ago was the first time I've actually had sex with a guy.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were you a top, meaning you were the top?
Yeah, top. Yeah,
and then
I was a top.
When did you do the bottom thing? When you were with her behind her back or recently?
No, I wasn't with her. I was actually traveling for work. I was like in New Jersey. There was like this guy. It was like a kind of a hookup thing. It was Grindr. And he's like, oh, just try it. This whatever. And I'm just like, all right, you know what? Whatever. I'll try it. Like, I'll try anything once. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, unless it's extreme, like really gross stuff, like, you know, scat or anything like that, I'm good. Like blow.
Yeah,
it,
yeah, yeah. Of course.
Know.
But all these other things, you're like, why not? Okay, but you didn't like it.
No, I just didn't feel clean. Like, it just felt, my stomach just felt like, it felt like I was going to the bathroom the whole time.
Right.
So that's what I'm focusing on. Like, trying to, you know what I mean? Like, that's embarrassing, I think. It's happened. It's an occupational hazard.
Right.
And, like, I'll tell you what, like, any guy that's happened with, that was it for me. Like, I'm just,
oh, when
never
you've been
again.
Topping them and that
yeah,
happens.
Never
right.
again.
Like, but how great was it the first time you had your first experience having sex with a guy where you were the top?
He blocked me because it was, and I'm not even, I kid you not, like, you know, we did the whole foreplay thing, and I cummed, and I'm not even joking. Maybe it was less than a minute.
Right.
And I was so embarrassed, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was my first experience,
yeah.
And I was really learning, like, you know, the whole foreplay route. So it wasn't really, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was my fault, obviously. Like, and that's not how I am. You know what I mean? Now, like, they're begging me to hurry up and go because, you know, there's so much some people can take.
Yeah.
But it was embarrassing. I liked it, you know what I mean? And, like, it was exhilarating. And that's why, like, in my brain, when all these guys say, hey, you know, I'm bi, I've only been with one guy in one time, or I think that I like men, but I've never tried it. Like, it's so easily accessible. Like, I could log in right now, okay?
Yeah.
And hook up within maybe 10 minutes from now. Not even, I'm sure. Like, I could find somebody like that.
Yeah, so, but you have to understand, think about your life. Like, you really were, like, dipping your foot in the water for a long time there while you were doing that whole strip club thing, right? That was like an easy entry into having the balls to, like, go and actually meet a guy and hook up with one. I mean, you had that,
yeah,
the stripper. Like, I think it was for you, it happened easily and more gradually. Whereas I think a lot of other guys, you know, they live in their regular world and maybe they have these fantasies about being with another guy. But to actually go on Grindr and then go to a hotel room and hook up with them, like, that's a big jump for them.
Step,
whereas
yeah.
for you, you didn't make that step. You did a lot of gradual things in between.
In between it.
Yeah,
which is true.
And you're like, the strip club thing really lent itself to making you more comfortable in that environment, really knowing gay men. You know, so I think it's hard for you to
understand,
say
yeah,
to somebody else, oh, they should just do it or whatever, you know, because I think it is so hard for some people. For other people, like, yes, the accessibility, it's there and it's very easy nowadays, like you said. Like,
yes.
20 years ago, you'd have to do an ad, you don't know who the fuck they are, if they're setting the right pictures, you know. But I still think it's for some people, it's hard to make that jump if they've never been with a guy. But now that you've been with men and women, like, you know for sure you'd never be romantic with a man, right? Do you have a girlfriend now?
Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call, I talk to one of them, they stay anonymous, I can't hang up, that's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh, somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today, Beautiful Anonymous.
I'm not ready for, like, I am at this point, like, emotionally unavailable. Like, I've been messing with this one girl probably since I broke up with my ex. You know, she lives a couple streets over from me.
Yeah.
Like, it's great. Like, she's, like, when I tell you, like, and this is another thing, the whole squirting thing, like, my ex, we gradually got into it. And it's another thing I want to tell you about the whole squirting thing, because I listened to the squirting episode that, you know, the guy and girl with it, see their marriage.
Squirting.
I met with this girl. It's actually ironic. She also was a dancer, is a dancer. And her, she can squirt over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. So we've been messing around for almost going on 2 years now. So, but like, I have no emotional attachment. Like, the sex is out of this fucking world. She's one of the few, well, not few people. She's one of the people that doesn't know that I mess with guys, because I have a feeling with her personality. A lot of women think that as soon as you mess with a guy, you're gay. That's it. Like, you don't like women anymore. And that's it. You're done. And a lot of gay guys think that being able to do both is not possible. They're like, oh, well, you just got done fucking me in the ass, so how could you possibly, like, you know, pussy still?
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't get it. But anyways, the whole squirting thing, it's the comfortability. That's what it is. With my ex, I used to always tell her, like, you know what I mean? After she would come, like, she was a clitoral squirter, so she squirted from the clit, like, you know, stimulation of the clit.
Yeah.
So I would be, like, eating her out or whatever.
She didn't even need her G-spot to be sort of rubbed or anything. She would just come. She would, whenever she came, she would have she would squirt. So if you're...
So what she would have to do was active before. She's like, it feels like I got to pee. You know what I mean? I feel like I got to pee. So she would hold back for the first 8 years of our relationship.
Uh-huh.
And then one day I'm just like, listen, just relax. Because she would like if I kept going, right, after she came, she would try to get away from me because the sensation was so
insane. Yeah, uh-huh.
And then one day I, like, just, you know, kind of held on with all my might, and I just told her relax, and she did, and she ended up squirting. And every day from that, able to get her to squirt. Like, you know what I mean? But she could also do it from the inside. Like, you know, like, and a lot of guys don't know. It's a two-finger hook. It's two fingers.
Right.
Stick them in, hook them up, and you kind of just got to go in an up and down motion. Mm-hmm. It's not like in and out. It's just like, you got them hooked and you, like, lift them up.
Yeah.
But this girl is also clitoral squirter. You know what I mean? Like, you're having sex. You
the new
in
girl.
The middle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You pull it out and you just stimulate the clit really fast. And she'll squirt over and over and over again. And she's multi-orgasmic from G-spot, clitoris, everything. And my thing is I think most women can do it. It's just the level of comfort. Like, I don't think that, you know, unless a girl's, like, really open, I can't go meet a girl for a one-night stand today and have her squirt because she's not comfortable with me. She's not going to really relax.
Yeah, but let me tell you, I have had long-term booty calls. I have always felt very comfortable with most guys that I'm sleeping with sexually, and I tend to stay with the same person because I actually to me, sex gets better when you feel comfortable and you could communicate with someone, tell them what you like, and you could do fucking anything with them, right? And I've had a lot of guys I felt very comfortable with, and I've been dying to squirt and never been able to. So I don't know if it's just totally that. I think it's a little bit more, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's that, like, because, like, I'll always pull away after I come. I can't take I can't go right into another one. It's just too sensitive. Maybe it would take somebody doing, like, what you said. That's why I was, like, interesting when you said that. Like, maybe that's what I have to just power through, that uncomfortable thing, and maybe right after that I can. I don't know. But
it was, like, immediately, right after that, like, you know,
but
it was
she always felt that she had to pee. I've never felt, when I'm having orgasms, I've never felt that I have to pee. So, you know, I don't know, but I hold hope because, like, I have heard that women, like that one woman, because I had his wife on after, right? It was like I first had the husband and then I had her on, and she had never squirted. She was like someone that couldn't even have orgasms, right? So I feel like you could always change. Who knows, right? But you don't like this girl. She doesn't know that you hook up, right? The squirter girl. Like, you just like her sexually, right? But she doesn't know that you're with guys. Do you have a guy that you're fooling around with, like, on the...
I just started with the one regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, like, he's super clean, you know what I mean? So it's, like, cool. And the thing is, with him, he's, like, I can tell he's starting to get to that point where it's just like, all right, like, I like this guy, you know what I mean? That's what he's getting with me, and I don't want to be, you know what I mean, like...
You don't want to date him?
Yeah.
And you think he's copping feelings?
You know what I mean? Like, I think so. Like, we were together, yesterday, and it was just like, you know that look people give you during sex? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that look, like, you can just, they're just, like, looking inside of you, and I'm just like, fuck.
Oh,
like,
so
what
fun.
Am I doing to these people? And it happened to the girl, the squirter, the same thing.
Right.
Like, we've been together countless times. We kissed one time, And I was drunk the night I kissed her. And she got so upset the next day. She was really mad. She was just like, oh, you're like mind fucking me, this, that, and the other thing. Like, the way you kissed me, I'm just like, what? Like, I don't get it. Like, kissing without, and that's another thing. Like, kissing without sex, like, sex without kissing to me is like boring. Like,
right.
You really want to get me going?
But you say you have great sex with her and you've never kissed her.
Yeah, but I'm talking like it goes even like I'll give you everything if like we're kissing. It's just different, you know what I mean? Like I get more into it. But you know, the great part of the sex with her is, you know what I mean? Like she can take a lot.
You just said you have like the best sex with her and you don't kiss her, but then you just said to me like, oh, you have to, like, sex without kissing is boring, but sex with her is amazing.
Sex with her is amazing. What I'm saying is, let me rephrase that. So if we were to kiss during sex, it would be even more amazing. Let me rephrase like that, because the sex is good. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but
the whole
you have to feel romantic with someone to kiss them. Is that what it is?
No, I don't. I think she does. I think that's what it is. Because all my other hookups, we kiss. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it is. Like, the you know, I have another friend that me and her mess around. Like, and it's crazy because a lot of people like, oh, like, you're like, you know, a man whore. But at the end of the day, like, I think in 2020, the word whore doesn't even exist anymore. Like, with social media and the access to people, like, there's no way that the days of people having 8 or 9 sexual partners, those days are out the fucking window. Like,
right, exactly.
Marriage is dead. Like, relationships don't tend to last very long. Like, there's
people
no way you're going to be
open
like,
about things. Yeah, for sure.
Like, but you know what I mean?
New
like,
guy, did you kiss him?
Yeah, I do. Him, okay. Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. And he's giving you the googly eyes, like he's into you.
Yes. So. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you're not at all. But maybe you're not, but you're not open to that girl either, right? You said you're not emotionally available for anybody, right?
No, for nobody.
So that, you know, you're not emotionally available. Listen, you've been in relationships your whole fucking life practically, right?
Yeah.
And now you finally come into your own. You went through that really bad time. You're being single. You're having fun. It's been 2 years, right? And I could get why you wouldn't be emotionally available. You were always tied to people emotionally for so long. But I wonder, like, 5 years from now or however long it takes you to get done with being single and maybe you'd be open to somebody else, like, whether you'd be... Is there a chance, do you think, if you had to give it percentage, is it a 0% chance that you'd ever maybe feel like you could date a guy? Or do you think there's a slight chance maybe in a couple of years from now that that could happen?
So my next relationship, and under certain circumstances, okay, like I could, and it might sound crazy, it might sound unrealistic, but like the whole throuple idea, I could do that.
What's throuple?
Yeah, I could do that.
That
would absolutely be like a throuple. So, you know, three people in a relationship. So that's another thing. Like, you know what I mean? I guess
that's
it's like
polyamorous,
I guess
polyamorous, right? Like
I guess.
Couple? Okay. A couple.
Is that how it is?
Three people in a couple. Yeah. Okay. These fucking words.
So I'm like, I could have a guy, like I always have to have a woman because I really enjoy, like I said, I enjoy eating pussy. Like I enjoy a female. So, and I also enjoy having sex with men. So at the end of the day, like, the only way I could be with a guy is if I also had a girl. So it's, I know it might sound crazy,
but do you
whatever.
Think you would be romantic
but, like,
with
even
him?
Going
if the girl was there or
if,
no?
I think that we, like, and I don't know, maybe I just, like, I try to picture it. Like my mom was a lesbian.
Yeah.
She had kids and then she became a lesbian. Full blown, never liked men again. Like that was, you know what I mean? Like, so it's possible. Cause you know, she was with my dad for 20 years and then went to women. You know what I mean? Like, I was with my kid's mother for 12 years, had kids, and who knows?
Yeah.
But, like, I love women to the point where I just can't be without them. So I do know that my next relationship, regardless of who it is and what it is, like, what type it is, it has to be open. I think monogamy is dead. That's the type of person that I am. I don't think that anybody's going to be able to be faithful. Like, I don't think for the next 40 years somebody's going to want to stay in a relationship, just have my dick for the rest of their life. Maybe they do. I feel sorry for them because I can't do that. Like, I've had so much fun over the past 2 years.
Yeah, no, but I think that there are some people that are monogamous by nature, but I don't think that that's the majority of people, right?
No, I think it's a 30%, I think, is at this point.
But some people can be, for sure. But you are not capable of it, not interested in it, and that's okay. Uh-huh. And as long as you're honest about that with people, like I had a girl I just aired, and she calls herself an ethical slut. And what that means is that she's straight up about the fact that she doesn't want to just be with one person. And she has open, you know, she's quote unquote open relationship with her guy so she could see other people. But she's not going in acting like, you know, one person.
One.
Yeah. And then living this secret life, which I think
see,
is
I like
the way it should be for sure. And that's the way you are going to should be.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's just like, if I want, like, some days, like, I just want no interest in men, but other days, I want to fuck a guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the threesomes, and I have plenty, like, the big thing is guys love seeing black guys fuck their wives. So I benefit from that, you know, a tremendous amount.
So you get hit up by white couples a lot, is what you're
like,
saying?
Like, there's an app called ThreeFun. It's a threesome app. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like a Tinder thing, you know what I mean, to that nature. And it's couples or single guys looking for, you know, guys looking for couples, couples looking for single guys. And I do well on it. And a lot of people are getting younger and younger. Like, we have booths like where I am at, like, you know what I mean, with the glory holes and everything. It was funny. I was listening to the thing with the guy you aired, the last one you aired. I got it on Friday.
With the adult bookstores?
With the adult bookstores.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know, I've experienced that. It's a whole other experience. Like, that shit's crazy. Like,
yeah, dirty stuff, right? That goes down there.
Oh, it's disgusting. Like, you walk down there, it smells like bleach. It's disgusting.
Well, I just mean also dirty as in, like, perverted, right?
Like, oh, fun, yeah. It's good time, though. Like, I've gone down there, and there's guys that bring their girls there, and they just want them to suck as many dicks as possible. Or
right.
Get fucked. And,
right, yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? And usually bigger women. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's usually bigger women. You know, I've seen a girl, like, a good-looking girl, but she was with an older guy. And the window he's talking about, it's, like, where I'm at, it's called buddy glass. So if you're using the booth, it goes from opaque to, like, transparent.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, like, you press a button, and if the other person accepts, you can see into their booth. And underneath the window, obviously, there's a glory hole. And the things that go on in there, like, we have an adult theater down the street. Like, where I live, it's just, like, you know, we have swingers clubs, like, you know, things like that, which I haven't gone to yet. I want to go to them, but I want to go to, you know, I'm not far from New York City. I'm, you know.
Yeah.
You know, 3 hours away from New York City. So I hear there they have a lot more, you know, swinger parties for people that are younger. Because I don't, like, for me to go in as a single male to the swingers clubs where I'm at, it's like, at the end of it, it costs you $150. Now, I don't want to go in and see, like, all 50-year-old couples that are out of shape, just mm-hmm. on the other thing. And some people call me shallow for that. But at the end of the day, like,
why should you? Yeah, you're going to be 50, and you're going to be banging 50-year-olds at some point. So,
yes,
but now that you're young, fuck the young hot people.
Yeah,
like
well, black don't crack. So I'm hoping like I do now at 50.
Oh,
like, I'm hoping. You know, you know, that's why I take care of myself, because, you know what I mean? I honestly think I get better looking with age. But, you know, everybody starts to, you know, gravity takes
us there. We have to wrap this up because my son's in the room. But wait, I used to always ask my callers, like, what they thought of themselves on a 1 to 10. And I have to say, I haven't done that in a long time. And people would always give themselves 7s. It was like, and then I had, like, one guy that gave himself a 12, and he was, like, insane. So, but I know, like, what would you give yourself 1 to 10? You've said, like, 10 times on the show that you're very good looking, so.
I think, you know what I mean, I would say 8, but I'm telling you, like, people would probably say 10. Like, I get hit on, like, if I post a snap, right, I have a lot of follows on Snap, like, to the point where, like, I wish I could show you a screenshot of my inbox of Snapchat right now. Look, you know, I always post shirtless in the gym.
You
can
send it. I'll post it. When I post your episode, I'll black out the name, and I could post it as a shot on my Instagram if you want.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean? Like, I'm always taking shirtless. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Of your inbox.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, what I'm saying, the inbox, like, of all the messages. And it's all people, like, and it's guys and girls. Like, they're all, like, just, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. So, like, I'm a black guy with green eyes. You know what I mean? So, to them, it's just, like, kind of like a thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And, so I would probably either say, I would give myself, me personally, 7.5, but they would definitely rate me high. This am crazy.
Now, all of a sudden you're being humble. So I don't
think. I am humble. Seven
and a
the
half
the day,
is average.
How about this? If they like black guys, definitely 10.
Yeah.
And some people that don't like it, you know, any to those ones.
Okay.
We can
But I have to wrap this up because I have to start cooking dinner and everything.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
But wait, so I feel like we could always do a part two, because you probably have so many more stories, considering that you go to, now in the past 2 years, you're letting your freak flag fly, you're going to these adult video stores. I have a Patreon page now where I do, like, I post all my part twos and stuff like that. I mean, it's not a large audience like my podcast, right? Because people have to pay and stuff. But, like, let's do a part two if you want to come on again and tell some more stories and take it from there.
nightmare stories of Grindr, like, you know, people
Yeah, and then I'm
definitely down.
All right, we're going to do that. We're going to do your part two, but people will have to join my Patreon to hear it. I'll send you a link to be able to listen to it, you know, but we'll actually set up another time to talk, to tape it, and we'll go, you know, we'll do more stories and we'll do a part two for you. But, you know, I'll post this on my regular place, you know, and I'll let you know when it goes up. It'll go up sooner than later because I like the whole stripper angle. It's interesting.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just have one last piece of advice for, like, you know, the listeners out there, because
yeah,
I have a feeling that your bisexual shows are probably... Are they the most listened to? I'm
no,
assuming it's
you know
like
what? Just
pantyhose, right?
No, all different ones. But you know what I notice on YouTube a lot? What I see on YouTube is the cuckold, which is bi, kind of, you know, and there's definitely always a bi aspect to that. The cuckolding is very hardcore. And I bet you have a lot of those stories from my part two. But what were you going to say about the bisexual tidbit? I mean, you're going to give?
Anybody out there, at the end of the day, like, they say you go around once, regardless of what you believe in, you got to have fun now. Like, a lot, like, it's, like I said, it took me forever at first, like, to kind of, like, grasp around, like, okay, let me just go, like, you know, try with a guy. Like, if you have that feeling, just, like, fucking go for it. Like, people, like, bottle it up and they hide who they are. Like, who cares? Like, I live by now where anybody thinks of me is none of my business. So, there could be a million comments, like, this guy's an asshole, whatever. Like, full of themselves. People said things about me my whole entire life. But you got to let it roll off. Be yourself. Have fun. Like, these last 2 years, like, have been absolutely amazing. Like, I have, like you said, letting my freak flag fly, just having a good time, not caring, like...
But also just
you
being
protect
who
yourself.
You are. It's,
yeah.
It's more about being who you are and not being phony and doing, like, your stuff on the download. And that's why I do like to do my show, because that's normally the... sort of take away from most of the episodes, you know, because you do hear from a lot of guys that aren't lucky enough to have been born later like you and are still living a double life and a secret life where they have never done it and they want to. And, you know, they wish that they could be you. So hopefully they hear your story and it does help them to move out because, like you said, you only live once and you might as well fucking do it or try it or
now,
have a good time. But what
and
did
if anybody
call
needs
you?
A push, you can post my email in the thing and they can
okay,
shoot
well,
me
I've
an email.
Done shout outs like that. So if anyone wants a push or some help or talk to somebody who's been there, done that and wants to, and, you know, needs maybe to talk to you and, like, you know, I'm sure you guys will send dick pics or something. I don't know what goes on after that, but, like, send me an email.
Well, it could be females
or,
too. I'm trying to get their husband to do it, or anything.
Send me an email and I'll give them your emails, what you're saying?
Yeah, you can give them my email. I have an email that I could give you. To
okay, cool. All right, so we'll give the I'll give them the email. Or do you want to give the email right now?
I'll give it to you just so I can put it in the description because I can give it right now.
Yeah, give it right now. It's better because if I put it in a description, it gets deleted off of YouTube. I'm not allowed to put emails. Yeah. What's the email?
So
I'll say that.
Yep. rs690r@gmail.com.
Repeat it one more time.
rs690r@gmail.com.
Okay, there you go. I'll write in the thing that, like, you know, bonus, if you want to contact him at the end, he gives his email. So that's his email if you guys want to email him. It's a lot easier for them to email you directly than going to me. I don't have time to field all those fucking emails. So if you want to email him, email him. And me and you will talk again. Thanks so much for calling in and sharing your story and, you know, getting me straight on hetero flexibility of whatever. You know,
well, now we can get it clipped up. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. It was good.
Awesome. Talk soon. Bye.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.